Ian Khama's calm demeanor barely masks the anger he feels. Since 2019, Botswana's former president has openly criticized his hand-picked successor, Mokgweetsi Masisi, in multiple interviews, describing him in harsh terms. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Khama once called Masisi drunk on power in a press interview. Now, at 71 years old, Khama is in exile, claiming there was a plot to poison him, while also facing charges in Botswana, including money laundering and illegal firearms possession. Having dismissed the charges as fabricated, Khama recently returned to Botswana for an initial court hearing. Despite the accusations, he appeared in court smiling, confident that the case may not proceed, as charges against his co-accused have already been dropped. However, the next court session will take place after Botswana's general election, set for just 3 weeks from now, an event Khama is actively influencing by campaigning for the opposition. Botswana, often seen as one of Africa's most stable democracies, is grappling with the growing tension between Khama and Masisi. Since independence from the UK in 1966, the Botswana Democratic Party, BDP, has ruled the country. The BDP, founded by Khama's father, Sir Seretse Khama, has dominated parliament for over 5 decades, though its share of the vote has hovered around 50% in recent elections. Khama, who served as president from 2008 to 2018, initially enjoyed the dynastic appeal of his father's legacy. However, during his time in power, concerns grew over corruption, human rights issues, and a struggling economy, denting his popularity. His government failed to create enough jobs for Botswana's young population, despite the country's wealth from diamond reserves. In 2018, Khama handed power to his loyal vice president, Masisi, likely hoping to maintain influence. But tensions arose, particularly over Masisi's refusal to appoint Khama's brother as vice president. Masisi also reversed key policies, including a ban on trophy hunting and Botswana's stance toward China. Khama responded by joining the opposition and claiming Botswana's democracy was in decline. By late 2021, Khama went into self-imposed exile, alleging threats to his life. Masisi dismissed these claims, including the poisoning allegation, which he called shocking. He also criticized Khama's arguments against the government as a litany of inconsistencies. There is little hope of reconciliation between the former allies. Khama aims to end the BDP's 58-year reign, the party his father helped establish. While Khama retains significant respect, particularly in his home region of Siero, Masisi and the BDP remain in a strong position, aided by a divided opposition. With the upcoming 30 October election, the Khama dynasty seeks to once again shape Botswana's future. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.